It's Grand Old Opry time!
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors! Welcome to the Grand Old Opry! You love your fine green banjo! Take out your fiddle and your bow! Roll back the rug on the floor! Light up your logs of pie! Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Old Opry tonight!
Welcome to Grand Old Opry with Rob Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Well, I broke a string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here. Well, it slipped in the kitchen, and it slipped up the lid, and it slipped my pockets full of shortening bread. Stole the skillet, and it stole the lid. Stole the gal to make shortening bread. My mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. My mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. My mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. My mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Well, put on the skillet and put on the lid. Mammy's trying to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all that she's trying to do. She's trying to make a little coffee too. A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Oh, three little babies lying in bed. Two were sick and the other most dead. I said, for the doctor, and the doctor said, give them babies some shortening bread. A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening too. A
Thank you, man. Much obliged. Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney?
I'm so dead blame mad I could just bite off the butt end of a banana. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't have me no plans for this Saturday, so when I come in here tonight, I asked Wally Fowler what I could do with my weekend.
Yeah, Rod, what did Wally say when you asked him what you could do with your weekend?
Well, Wally said, Rodney, the best thing you can do with your weekend is to put a hat on it. That just kills me to... Yeah. Howdy, friend. It ain't so hot tonight, is it? Last week I learned all about friendship down there in Hornwall. Yes, sir, I learned that I ain't got an enemy in the world, but all my friends hate me. Who done that? It all started when my gal friend Susie come to see me. Susie come to see me there, and we had a little spat. We kind of get in a little argument there once in a while. And she says to me, she says, Rodney... She said, Rodney, I can't marry you, but I'll always be your friend. I'll be your friend till the end. I says, okay, friend, lend me $5. She says, this is the end. Of course, woman-like, Susie started sobbing there and got mad and started sobbing and crying a little dab, dab and half, two dabs. She said, Rodney... How can you say such things about me when I have always told everybody that you are so sensible and level-headed? I said, Susie, you ain't never told nobody I'm level-headed. You always said I was flat-headed. That made her so mad she could have ate a banana. But she didn't dare say nothing because I'd have slapped her. I love that woman. Well, after we got through arguing there, we sort of made up, and we was a kissing there. We was... Yeah, I kissed her. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I kissed her. I just love that woman. I tell you the truth. I love to kiss that woman. It's so much fun. I just love to kiss that woman. Well, we was a-kissing there when all of a sudden she rears back and she says, Rodney Brassfield, I could never marry you. You're too much of a caveman. And so I just throws out my chest and I says, Susie, do you mean I'm a big, strong he-man caveman? She says, nope, I mean every time you kiss me, you cave, man.
Great feeling to say howdy to that famous Montgomery, Alabama singing personality, Hank Williams. Thank you, sir.
Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. You gonna change your I'm gonna leave. You're gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. And you're gonna change your I'm gonna leave. You just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop. I don't mean please. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. Every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to Dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. And you gonna change your I'm gonna leave. You're gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave.
Now, friends, here's Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet showing us what is meant by real spiritual singing as they give us Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Oh, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. All the walls came tumbling down.
Came tumbling down.
The walls came tumbling down.
Ain't there much around?
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
You can talk about your man of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. I'm telling you,
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down.
Came a tumbling.
The walls came a tumbling down.
There's the march around.
Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came a tumbling down.
Well, the lamb ram sheep horn began to blow. The children began to shout. Oh, Joshua walked up to the wall, and he led his people out. I'm telling you,
just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came a tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down.
Came a tumbling down.
The walls came tumbling down.
There's the march around.
Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. The walls came tumbling down.
Officer, the Foolish family's having a little gathering tomorrow. It being Sunday, and folks are coming in from Berea, Kentucky for a little get-together. I know there'll be fried chicken and a lot of good talk, and I know, too, that when the sun goes down, Aunt Lucy will go quietly over to the old organ, and that'll be the signal for a few wonderful old hymns. One of the first we'll be singing will be this one here called Cleanse Me.
Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. My answer then will all be nearer God. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free.
Insulted in all my life. Coming over here on the bus, a fella just grabbed me and kissed me. Ooh. I never have been so insulted. He looked at me and said, "Excuse me, I thought you was my mother-in-law." Well, so while I was on that there bus, who do I see but that boy crazy, Messalina Moss. She's from Grinder Switch. Messalina, messy for short. Well, so they call that girl the draft board in Grinder Switch. They call a draft board because she'll take any feller from 18 to 45. I'm sure glad I'm not boy crazy like that. Well, so though, seeing Messalina made me glad to have Hezzy. That there's my feller's Hezzy. Well, it is. That there's his name. Why, I call him that. The other night, Hezzy says to me, he says, "Minnie Pearl, when I try to kiss you, I can't figure out why you always yell, 'Stop.'" I says, "What I can't figure out is why you always do." Well, I reckon y'all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. Well, sir, I remember one time at a dance there at Grinder Switch, I asked Hezzy if he'd like to set out the next set on the porch. And he got mad and said, "If you don't like the way I dance, just say so." I don't know about that feller, did you? Well, sir, though, we had us a shower for Salina Beetle Bob over in Grinder Switch this week. And Prunella Peabody, the local spinster lady. She's the only spinster lady nearly biting Grinder Switch. We got one more. Well, sir, Prunella was there, and she nearly knocked everybody into a conniption fit at that shower. She told us she's got 14 kids. We all forgot she had a goat farm.
Hey, Minnie Pearl.
Yes, Rodney.
Did I ever tell you about that I used to run a goat farm?
A goat farm?
Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wind of it.
Minnie, it's much easier to milk a goat than it is to milk a cow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You see, in milking a goat, there's just two things you have to remember. First, you,
That's all right there. Never mind, Robin. What I want to know is how come you two bust into that shower last Tuesday?
Well, Flitter, Minnie, Shalina's husband, Uni, told me that Shalina was expecting a shower, so I come over with my umbrella.
Oh.
That was sure some hen party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never heard so much cackling in my life. I'm telling you, I ain't heard so much cackling since Uncle Sipes' old rooster laid that there egg.
Now, Rodney, how can a rooster lay an egg?
Well, it ain't easy, Minnie. You know something? I heard them women are talking, and I just had to laugh when I heard one of them say that gal said they didn't like to kiss a feller with whiskers.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that. They said when a gal makes up her mind to kiss a feller, they ain't going to beat around the bush.
Well, so some fellers does crazy things. Now, Susie Smirch's feller took up for a ride in his car.
Susie Smirch's?
Yes. Merch as I can stand right now. Just go ahead. And he mustn't have been keeping his mind on his driving, because all of a sudden he turned into a ditch and throwed them both out on a bank.
Did it hurt them, Minnie?
Well, I guess Susie's fella must have been knocked silly, because he grabbed hold of Susie and started kissing her.
He did?
Yes.
Started kissing her?
Yeah.
Must have been delirious or something. Huh? He started kissing her, huh?
Yeah, and Susie says it seems to me it would have been a whole lot simpler if you'd just run out of gas.
One of the nation's leading folk singers, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Hello, Red.
Hi there, Tiger.
How you doing?
What do you brought along with us besides your guitar tonight?
Red, I'd like to do one of my latest recordings, a little thing here called Country Boy, if
Country
you don't mind.
Boy, that's the one we'd like to hear, boss.
All right, Red. Simple guy, there's one thing sure to shoot. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead burned highfalutin. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we'd done the best we could. Ma doctored me from young and hood on Epsom sauce and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feed sacks, my spenders out of flour iron. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. All right, baby. And if every time that preacher came, Ma always fixed a chicken. If I'd reach for a drumstick, I was bound to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. 'Twas a gizzard down the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
Tell me what you want me to say.
Well, please. I want you to sing that in there where you just beat the tar out of them mules. You know?
You mean mule train?
Oh! Yeah!
All right, you help me out, will you, Rob?
I'll try it.
Come on, call. You don't.
Ha! Get up there, right there!
Whoa, George! Get up there!
Butane! Ha! Get up there! Ha! Butane! Ha! Ha! Ha!
Clearly clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clibbity, clearly clopping along. There's a plug of chin tobacco for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along.
Ah, get up there, Pete, get over there.
Okay.
Gee, Beck! Mule train! Ha! Ha! Butane, get up there!
Ha! Clearly clopping along the mountain train. Soon we're gonna reach the top. Clibbity clop, clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you. Get along.
Open! Ha! Get up! Get up, you soft little rascal, you! Mule train! Ha! 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 Mule train! Ha! Ha! Ha!
We'll be talking on the hill and play. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for some bill, did a little order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black, did along, get along, get along. Get along.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry. Is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.